From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The world reacts to Britain's vote to leave the European Union. The British people voted by a narrow margin to break away from the EU Thursday, a move that some European leaders are labeling a grave mistake. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that her country takes note of the British people's decision with regret. She said there is no doubt this is a blow to Europe and to the European unification process. Meanwhile, Brexit supporters say the move was necessary to establish Britain's independence from Brussels. Lord David Owen is Britain's former foreign secretary.
The EU has just gone into every nook and cranny. It started off as a trade agreement. It moved towards a community. It now is a union. And it wants its own currency. And now it wants its own defense forces. Well, it's only a matter of time before it comes a country.
Analysts say that the so-called Brexit could take up to 2 years to finish. The news sent world stock markets and the value of the British pound tumbling. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama spoke to British Prime Minister David Cameron and is confident the United Kingdom is committed to an orderly transition out of the EU. Speaking at Stanford University, Mr. Obama said one thing that will not change is the relationship between the United States and Britain.
But while the UK's relationship with the EU will change, one thing that will not change is the special relationship that exists between our two nations. That will endure. The EU will remain one of our indispensable partners.
Mr. Obama said that he believes the Britain's unexpected decision to leave the EU speaks to the ongoing changes and challenges that are raised by globalization. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, check our website. This is VOA News. Pope Francis denounced again on Friday the World War I-era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide when he met with Armenia's president. Francis, who is on a 3-day visit to the country, used the Armenian term Metsyagern, but added to his prepared text the word genocide to refer to what he called the first of the deplorable series of catastrophes of the past century. The pontiff said it was made possible by what he called twisted racial, ideological, or religious aims that darkened the minds of the tormentors even to the point of planning the annihilation of entire peoples. Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks between 1915 and 1917. Many scholars have viewed the event as the 20th century's first genocide. Armenia has long sought international recognition of the event as genocide. While Turkey acknowledges that hundreds of thousands of Armenians died, it has denied that their killings constituted genocide. Israel's military said that its troops shot and killed a Palestinian woman after she rammed her vehicle into a West Bank checkpoint on Friday, injuring two Israelis. The army said in a statement that the woman accelerated and crashed into a stationary vehicle at the entrance to the settlement of Kiryat Arba. The two injured Israeli civilians, identified as a couple in their 50s, were taken to a local hospital. Kiryat Arba is near the West Bank city of Hebron, which has long been a flashpoint in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Fierce fighting has erupted in eastern Afghanistan after militants linked to the Islamic State group staged coordinated overnight attacks on Afghan security forces' outposts and civilian areas. The clashes in the district of Khat in Nangarhar province continued into the morning, leaving at least 30 Islamic State militants dead and several others wounded. A provincial government spokesman confirmed that 3 civilians, including 2 women, were also killed, while 12 more were wounded. And scientists have spotted a dark vortex swirling in Neptune's atmosphere. Using high-resolution images captured in May by the Hubble Space Telescope, researchers say the vortex is about the size of the continental United States. The scientists say further study should yield a better understanding about how vortices develop, what causes them to move, and how they interact with the environment. Neptune is roughly 4.3 billion kilometers from the Sun. It takes 165 Earth years to orbit the Sun once. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.